Yael, you know, it seems like you can't turn on the TV anymore without seeing commercials for foods that are low in saturated fats. I can't remember the last time I ate real butter. I don't get it. What is it that saturates fat and makes it so evil?
Well, Don, the answer is actually pretty simple. Saturated fat is saturated with hydrogen.
Hydrogen? That's it? But there's hydrogen in my water, and no one tells me to stay away from that.
You see, Don, fats are mostly made up of molecules called fatty acids, and saturated fats are made up of saturated fatty acids.
Okay, but what are saturated fatty acids?
I'm getting to that. Fatty acids consist of chains of carbon atoms, which have four spaces for connecting to other atoms. Two spaces are connected to neighboring carbons, and if the other two are filled with hydrogen, the fat is considered saturated. That is, saturated with hydrogen.
All right, that explains why they're called saturated fats, but what's so wrong with them?
Well, Don, your body uses fat to absorb cholesterol from the food you eat, and saturated fats absorb cholesterol super efficiently. But too much cholesterol in the blood can be dangerous. It builds up on artery walls and increases your risk for heart attacks and strokes. So a diet low in fat and low in saturated fats helps reduce the amount of cholesterol your body absorbs.
So I can like butter, but I can't love it.
Everything in moderation, Don.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.